The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Each Thursday, we check in with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Yesterday, Government Master had a news conference and primarily talking about schools and the distribution of the vaccine that we're expected to receive probably in just a matter of days. On our guest line, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. How are you?
I am wonderful. You know, let me say this, and I hope you'll convey this to Governor McMaster. All morning I've been talking about the difference in the tone between South Carolina's governor and North Carolina's governor. You know, yesterday Governor McMaster made it very clear that we're in a very difficult situation. Positivity rate's high. We can't let our guard down, he told us. But he was encouraging us to act as adults, to do what is best for us individually, our family, our friends, our coworkers. On the other hand, you've got North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper issuing his, quote, modified stay-at-home order, basically saying, all right, folks, starting on Friday at 10 o'clock, you got to be locked in your home. Or I don't know what's going to happen to you. I don't know if he's going to arrest you or what. But there's just a difference in attitude between how the two states are governed.
Well, Joey, I mean, the obvious is that we here have a Republican governor who believes in the Constitution and believes in the people of South Carolina. That's number one. And I'm so glad, you know, I've always been proud to stand next to our governor. But yesterday he was very bold. And he said, listen, people, we're adults. We want to keep our friends and family safe, and you know how to do it. And he was positive. You know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. There's a vaccine. Thank you to President Trump, you know, with the leadership of Mike Pence, Vice President, with Operation Warp Speed. We have turned out a vaccine in record time.
Yeah.
The Vice President will be here today. I'm proud to be at the roundtable with him. Later this morning, talking about South Carolina and our plan to distribute the vaccine. But we want to tell people, too, you know, I've been hearing so many people say, I'm not taking that vaccine. I'm not going to take the vaccine. And I think we've been seeing experts in all fields of medicine saying, listen, there was no shortcuts when it came to evaluating safety. What the president took out of the equation was the bureaucracy.
Yeah.
And you know, Joey, it's funny. For how many years do you hear people say, why does government run so slow? Why is it such this big cruise ship that can't turn? And when we make efficiencies, they're like, well, heck, I don't know. I think it's all wrong now. This happened too quick. I'm not going to trust it.
Yeah.
So I think we've asked for this. We've wished for this. We said, why can't we get things done in government like the private sector? Well, you have a business president who did, and I think we shouldn't be afraid of that if you're in. If you have a compromised immune system or in any of those categories, you should feel confident with what the federal government will
right.
turn out.
Well, and I've said this as far as when people say, well, this just happened too quickly, you know, maybe with all the red tape, the government regulation that President Trump cut through for Operation Warp Speed, maybe it didn't have to take so much time before. Maybe it was unnecessary for it to take literally years to come up with various drugs and treatments and vaccines. So rather than being afraid because they've been able to do this so quickly, we should applaud their efforts because they've proven that it doesn't have to take literally years to come up with treatments.
You're absolutely right. And from a business perspective, I mean, when you can take that, a lot of those constraints out that just add money to the equation. You know, the president's been saying that through his administration, there are better ways than government-controlled healthcare to make healthcare more affordable.
Yeah.
When we can get rid of all those hurdles and obstacles, you you cut the price down. When you can cut the price down, it can be delivered at a much cheaper price to the American people. And that's the way to do it. It's through good, solid, you know, kind of old business principle. And yeah. But not taking away, you know, the precautions that make sure it'll be safe to us.
Right. Well, you know, when you think about that, and you have a company like a Pfizer or Moderna, it's to their benefit, of course, to get new drugs and treatments, and in this case, the vaccination, to the market as quickly as possible. But it's also to their benefit to deliver something that's going to be safe for people taking it, because they're the ones who has the liability for it.
Exactly. You're exactly right. You know, they want to be around for a long time to come, too. And so to turn out something that they know would hurt somebody, it just that doesn't make any common sense.
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say the governor also yesterday, of course, talked about schools and getting kids back in school.
Well, that was another bold thing he did, which I applaud him, as I always do, for, is that kids have to be back in school. You know, we are hearing that over and over again, that, you know, 2 years of 2 years of interrupted education will lead us to unprecedented dropout rates. And the governor, you know, people keep bringing him problems and he keeps solving them, because that's what he does. He solves problems. And so when, you know, he made it clear yesterday, we have a lot of PPE that school districts aren't coming to get from us. So if that's your point, we have it and we're waiting. Also making sure he turned out rapid test kits to school districts. So that way, if you have somebody at school or a teacher and in the middle of the day, they start not feeling good, we know if it's just a cold or a runny nose, or they've tested positive and we need to get them home, and we can do that quickly.
Right.
And we had 11 school districts turn that down.
Yeah. So you're meeting with the vice president later today, huh?
Yes. Yes. Always such a pleasure to be with our vice president. I have such respect for him. And we'll be talking about Operation Warp Speed and telling him the plan for the rollout once the 200 to 300,000 doses of the vaccine hit our state here in just a few days.
All right. I'll have a special assignment for you. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
I want you to ask the vice president to download our mobile app so he can listen to the Morning Answer every morning on his phone. Will you do that?
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that for you.
Always good to talk with you. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott, have a blessed, thankful Thursday.
Thank you, Joey, and to you, and I look forward to talking to you next week.